Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here in Barclays Center, home of the 2022 NBA Draft. And it's over. It's done. Your San Antonio Spurs made their selections. They traded one pick. We'll talk about that. Who did they pick? Who went number 9? Who went 20 and 25? All right here on Locked On Spurs. We thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day, free and available wherever you get podcasts. Joining me is my fellow colleague over at Ken's 5 San Antonio, here with Barclays with me. The second time we've done this together?
I think we've done this more than two times.
Maybe. I got the number 2 stuck in my head.
We've done it a couple times.
4 times?
You showed me the ropes the first time. I'm forever grateful for that. So,
well, what a night. Shout out the Spurs do at Barclays. Well, I brought in my good friend over at Ken's 5 San Antonio, also my colleague. He is here at Barclays with the pick number 9. Tom Petrini. They selected Tom Petrini.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was dressing for it.
Yeah,
I gotta say, the guy that they picked at 9 dressed a little bit better than me tonight.
Lavender, yes. He is Jeremy Sochan out of Baylor. Swing guy, swing forward, wearing the silver and black. Ahead of the draft, Tom, I got a chance to speak with him. I guess the signs were there when he told us that the Spurs remained in contact with them following the workout with them. Your first thoughts when the name appeared on the board?
Well, that was your sign, but my sign was him wearing the lavender. And I said, I tweeted
yes, you
before
did.
The
yes,
draft
you
started.
Did.
I said, I'm higher on Sochan now, knowing that he can rock some lavender. And he said it's one of his favorite colors. He is great vibes. All of the guys that the Spurs picked tonight, the one common thread
yes.
is fantastic vibes. They seem like great dudes. And Sochan, everything that I read about him, everything that I continue to read about him, just screams Spurs culture fit
mm-hmm.
to me.
Yeah.
He's Polish-American, but he grew up in England,
mm-hmm.
And considers himself a citizen of the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just a Spursy phrase, you know? And, the people around him describe him as a leader, hardworking, coachable, versatile. He can do a lot of different things on both ends of the floor for this team, and he has plenty of room to grow into a better player, especially on offense.
Mm-hmm.
If he can, you know, shoot the ball a little bit better, that's the one weakness in his game, but everything else, he might be the best defender in this
right.
draft. He can guard 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
And at, you know, 6'9", 6'10", with a plus wingspan, he's going to be filling a huge need on this Spurs
mm-hmm.
team. And, you know, I know a lot of people were saying if they take another guard at 9, I'm going to lose it. And Brian Wright was like, we might take a guard
yeah.
at 9 if he's the best guy available.
He warned everybody.
The way that this draft shook out, you know, there were some guys that the Spurs had interest in who were guards
mm-hmm.
who did not fall to 9.
Right.
And when you were looking at the board at 9, you know, it was a lot of bigger players
mm-hmm.
who were toward the top of the board. And Sochan, I mean, I'm really excited to see him in a,
yeah.
in a Spurs uniform. And he just, you know, he seems like a really fun guy. He
yeah.
seems like he's going to be a really good teammate. He's excited because the Spurs pass the ball because they play as a
right.
unit. He's going to be part of a switching defense, you know. And it's going to be fun to see him in that environment. And he's excited to get going. You know, just every time these guys, like, get the call from Popovich, it's
mm-hmm.
it's fun, it's life-changing.
And we were there the moment he made the call with Popovich, yeah.
And just based on what he said, we can't hear what Pop said, but based on what he said, I think Pop liked the suit too. So,
yeah.
I'm very excited to see
yeah.
Sochan coming to the Spurs here.
Positionless basketball, that was the first thought that crossed my mind when they selected him. This guy, you could play multiple positions. Also, get used to this word from him, energy.
Yes.
That was his buzzword is energy.
Energy, energy,
energy.
Energy,
every other word was energy, energy. He said he's going to bring the energy. I got a chance to talk with him after the selection. I asked him, okay, so who are you interested in playing against in team practice? He says, Keldon Johnson. That's like energy and energy colliding. I don't know if this first practice facility can handle that, Tom.
It's going to be a lot of smiling, a lot of
yes.
laughing, and a lot of just, like, young guys who really, really like getting after it. You know, it's, you know, the 3 draft picks for the Spurs all kind of tied together.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because, you know, going on to the 20th pick, which is Malachi Branham, he said that he worked out with the 25th pick, Blake Wesley, and said that he'd stayed in contact with Sohan through the workout process, through the pre-draft process, and, you know, they're just related about, you know, how are you doing, how are you handling this, how are the workouts going? And, you know, so there's already camaraderie between these rookies coming in. Spurs hung on to all of their first-round picks.
They did, yep.
You know, we might see some moves in the coming days, who knows. But as of now, they hung on to those top three picks, and all of them seem like very Spursy guys. And if we're going to go on to Malachi, I mean, there was a guy, he's from Ohio State, and Branham is a 6'5 guard, you know, three-level scorer, 50-41, like, efficiency, 41% from deep. And there was a guy here in an Ohio State shirt, and so I was talking to him. He's been working with the team for 5 years, and he said that he's never seen anyone on the team come in and work on his own craft by himself the way that
Malachi,
he does.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, every anecdote that you're hearing is like, yeah, that sounds Spursian.
Yeah,
you know?
Very, very, like, Spursian, yeah.
And he just seems like one of those guys who is going to come in and get after it. He's got the size. He's got a 6'10 wingspan at 6'5". So he's a big guard, and he, you know, says he admires DeJounte Murray, wants to get working on his moves, on his handle against DeJounte Murray, because, you know, if he can do it against the best, one of the best defenders in the league, he can do it against anybody. Then the flip side of that is the 25th pick, Blake Wesley, who says the best thing that he does is defense, and he wants to work on his shot.
And
so
very,
two very different 6'5 guards at the Spurs.
And very open about his shortcomings.
Yeah.
He was not trying to sugarcoat it. He was very, I got to work on my shot. I mean, just flat out, and he's aware of that. What I liked about Blake Wesley during our chat with him was he said that he was ticked off during his workout with the Spurs because there were other bigger names at the workout. He said that fueled him so much that it gave him a chip in the shoulder. It must have worked because the Spurs selected him. I want to go back to the number 9 pick, Jeremy here. Do you think he is plug and play right now, or do you suspect he will spend time in Austin?
I think that Sohan will be part of the rotation from day one. I'm not sure if he's going to start, though he fills a very clear gap in the starting lineup. But yeah, I don't envision him spending too much time.
Would you
in
be okay
Austin
if it's like about a month?
If
it's a month or something.
If
like
he
that.
Spends some time in Austin, I'm not going to freak out about it, but because this is not my first rodeo.
Right.
You know, I think that the two guards that they drafted may spend more time in Austin
that I do,
because there's a lot of guards and because, you know, they both have, I mean, especially Wesley has some raw parts of his game. A lot of talent, a lot of pop, but definitely has stuff that he needs to iron out to be a consistent contributor at the NBA level. Whereas Sohan, I feel like, is a guy who can come in, gel with his teammates, and, you know, really be somebody who makes an impact, even if he's not hitting shots. You know, like, that's the thing with him is, like he was not a consistent, great shooter. He started extending his range a little bit, and that's something that he's going to be working on.
Right.
That's something that he said, you know, I need to work on my shot, and I know San Antonio is a great place to do that. Wesley hadn't heard of Chip Englund, but I think he's going to
find out soon.
He's going to learn.
And by the way, great sneakers, diamond studded sneakers. Is that what I saw?
I don't think they were diamonds.
No, but I was kind of
diamonds
they
are
were
expensive, but they were shiny, bro.
They were very shiny.
I had to take a little video because, like, I felt like a picture wouldn't do the motion of the light justice. I walked past Paolo Banchero tonight, and his suit, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be thinking about that for a long time. That's my Italian over there. We're excited for him.
We're talking with Tom Petrini right here on Locked On Spurs. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, @RealTomPetrini. Follow me on Twitter, @JeffGSpursZone. We have big news. The one, the only NBA Jam is back. Arcade 1UP, the leader in at-home retro arcade games, is not only bringing back the best game ever, but they've made it bigger with an ever, Shaq edition machine. People are obsessed with NBA Jam. I'm thrilled to tell our listeners that you can once again play hoops with an NBA legend in this arcade classic. Jump clear across the court and set the ball on fire in one of the first sports games to ever feature real digitized NBA licensed teams. You remember the Spurs? David Robinson, Sean Elliott, those bobblehead looking figures. Yep, they're back. No fouls, no free throws, no quarters required. Compete with a friend, family through all new Wi-Fi leaderboards, making you more connected than ever. Pre-order now from Arcade 1UP. That's arcade1up.com for an estimated early September shipping date. Arcade 1UP is the place for fun. They got even more classics. Golden Tee, Mortal Kombat, and many others starting just at $399. Check it out. They're giving away an NBA Jam Shaq edition to a Locked On listener. Enter for a chance to win the game console for your man cave at arcade1up.com/lockedon. That's arcade1up.com/lockedon. You got until July 8th to enter to win NBA Jam Edition Shaq edition. Console, do it right now. Don't miss out. Enter today. Who are you going to play with? A lot of content coming from myself and Tom on kensfi.com/Spurs. Check it out now. We spoke with them individually, but together, so that'll give you two different views of the newest members of the Spurs. Let's go back to Sohan, though. I think you and him may be bonding throughout the entire season because of their love for Formula One.
Yes.
He revealed, and Tom is a huge Formula One fan.
And I didn't ask him about Formula One because that would be a weird thing to ask a, you know. But I asked him, you know, like, what are you into off the court? What are you doing on a day off? And he said he likes playing video games.
Right.
And right now it's FIFA and F1. I love the F1 game. I got the wheel and everything in my house. and I was like, oh, dope. Like, who's your favorite? Right. He likes Daniel Ricciardo of McLaren. And he said that the reason is because he did, you know, he doesn't want to go for like the top three guys. You know, so he's a little, you know, he likes being off the beaten path. He was wearing lavender, he likes dyeing his hair, and I asked him, you know, you think you might dye your hair Fiesta colors? And he was like, I think that's a good idea. I'll put out a poll for the fans and see what they say.
Yeah, I got a chance to ask him if he was aware of the last player to wear colorful hair was Dennis Rodman. He said, yes, he's aware of that. So the hair colors are coming back, Tom. It looks
and
like that might
you
be
know
coming
what?
Back.
Like, kind of Rodman vibes in terms of what he brings.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, because Dennis Rodman was a guy who could jump on the court, not put the ball in the basket ever, and make a huge impact on the game. And like, I really get that from him. He's a ball mover, not a ball stopper.
That he is, yeah.
He makes the extra pass. He can play make for his size, which is really encouraging. And I mean, this is like the prototype for if you're looking at a player that the Spurs can draft. And then, you know, what's the easiest thing for the development side?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the simplest thing is working on that shot.
Mm-hmm.
He's already got all of those intangibles where it's like, he makes plays for himself and others. He understands the little things. And he's always hustling, always playing with great energy. I was reading something where, just in terms of coaching, he memorized four different positions on the court, where to be, and like how to play.
Nice.
So he's going to be an extremely versatile player for the Spurs on both ends of the court, I think.
And I'm glad plenty of room
to grow.
And I'm glad you brought that up because Brian Wright did mention that in his pre-draft interview, saying that, you know, we're not looking at what it filled needs, we're looking at positions. I think that's something to that effect. And so Sohan definitely fills that void for San Antonio. I like the pick. You know, Brian Rice said he's going to go with best available. Was that the best available?
I mean, you can make an argument for a bunch of different guys who were on the board at that time.
Duren was still on the board. Yeah, he was still there. Yep.
Yeah, Duren was on the board. There were a couple other guys.
Johnny Davis
was on the board. There were a couple of guys who I'm sure some Spurs fans really wanted and were disappointed they didn't get. But you gotta look at it like this. He's a culture fit.
Mm-hmm.
he's a positional fit, and he's a guy who has a pretty high ceiling mm-hmm. if he can reach it.
Right.
And like, if there's more offense that he can bring out of his game, and I think that he will. All of these guys are very young.
Yeah.
That the Spurs drafted in this first
round.
You know, Greg Popovich has been the coach of the Spurs for as long as they've been alive.
Practically, yeah.
Not practically, literally. Yeah. Like that's a fact. And so I'm really excited to see all of these guys come in and start learning and growing and, you know, getting some reps, getting some minutes. And I think that Sochan is definitely going to get the most minutes out of these three.
Right. Now, to nobody's surprise, nobody should be shocked by this, but Malachi and Wesley, they did say that, yeah, they realize that maybe the Austin Spurs path is ahead of them longer right. than maybe Jeremy's is. They're open to it. They're going to break. They're going to have no choice because of the logjam. That Austin Spurs team is going to be fun to watch. I'll tell you that much. That's going to be
fun. I'm going to get out some games.
Yeah, that's going to be great to watch. But let's talk about that logjam now. Is this something we got to keep an eye on as this offseason continues? Because there's a situation with Lonnie. They already have Trey Jones and DeJounte and Josh Primo. Could we see one of these players get moved?
We could see some moves, and mm-hmm. I mean, DeJounte is a restricted free agent. The, you know, bringing in Branham and Wesley mm-hmm. definitely will make it easier for the Spurs to not match an offer mm-hmm. if they don't want to
right.
with Lonnie. I mean, you guys know I love Lonnie, and like another one of those high character guys. And you know, mm-hmm. toward the end of the season, he mm-hmm. You know, really turned it on and seemed to excel in that six man role.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the people that saw those picks tonight and said, oh, well, now there's no need for Lonnie. I mean, we know how the Spurs treat rookies, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't necessarily think that, you know, I don't think that the guards that they brought in are going to be impact players right away. I think they're going to be, you know, hustle and grind. Mm-hmm. In their first year in the league, and you know, get better and improve, and both of them seem really hungry to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that for me is the common thread for all of these guys that they drafted tonight is they all seem like their heads in the right place. Mm-hmm. They got good heads on their shoulders,
right.
And you know, they're ready for the challenge, and they know that they're not finished products.
No, yeah.
They know that there's room to grow. There's improvement that they're going to need to make if they want to, you know, stick mm-hmm. in the NBA. But yeah, I think it's a really exciting night for the Spurs. No DeJounte Murray trade.
Yep. Yeah. That didn't happen, everybody. Well, though there was a trade
right.
with the number 38 pick. What happened there?
The Spurs traded the number 38 pick to Memphis
right.
for cash considerations and a future second
yeah.
round pick. So whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, yeah.
And, you know, that's something that they needed to do, really, because they, you know, with three first-round picks, the roster's yeah. filling out now.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of speculation into the draft was, there's no way the Spurs keep three first-rounders. There's no way they bring in three rookies. Now what? You know, it happened. Yeah. That happened. This is a good problem to have.
Right.
This is a good problem to have.
And I mean, I'm sure they explored every option that was on the table.
It's apparently where the Hawks, too, so, I mean,
yeah.
that went down.
But yeah, saw a tweet from Don Harris at WAI this morning that you know he confirmed that those discussions did happen about a potential
yeah.
you know DeJounte Hawks, for John yeah. Collins and trade, but that those talks were quote probably dead now.
Yeah,
and I was like woohoo!
Yeah,
love that it's dead.
Yeah. BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest major league sports developments, whether it's league reviews, news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and much, much more, even scores. And BetOnline remains the best spot for all our sports scores, podcasts, news, and everything this season. Then we got betting lines on if DeAndre Ayton will be a Spur. How are the Spurs' championship hopes next year? It's all over at BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your sports events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Because, yeah, that was a little stressful. Spurs Twitter, you guys were stressing me out last night.
And that happened so late at night.
Wanted a restful evening of sleep. It's a big day today.
I was up. Fortunately, I was up. I nearly texted you.
Yeah.
But I said, no, I got it. Tom's probably knocked out or he's asleep, you know, to handle it.
I'm a night owl. But,
you're a night owl?
I was exhausted by the conversation as much as I was, just having to be up and, paying attention to the stuff.
Now, all three Spurs picks in the first round did work out with the Spurs. They did interview the Spurs. So this is not like one of the situations where, I think it was DeJounte Murray, he never met with the Spurs, something like that, or was it Keldon? One of the recent guys.
One recently had no
communication with them.
You know, CIA Spurs, there you go. But, it is very cool to me that, Branham and Wesley worked out together.
That's pretty
dope. I don't know how many times that's ever happened. Mm-hmm. But yeah, both of them said about that workout, they came in mm-hmm. and competed hard. Wesley mentioned that Dyson Daniels was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so definitely a big workout with a lot of guys, a lot of talent in there. Spurs liked what they saw from those guys, so
they definitely did. And overall, I think it was a good draft. Were there some names on the board that I personally was hoping the Spurs would get? Yes, but again, I go back to what I said earlier: nobody should be shocked. Brian Wright warned everybody: if it's a guard, they're going to take him. If it's a big, they're going to take him. Nobody should have been surprised, and it is what it is. Now, the summer league is going to be fun to watch. All three of them are going to be being out there. Because I think next week is the moratorium begin, something like that.
July 1st is the start of free agency.
Got it.
So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I honestly, I think that this draft, especially the 9th pick, I mean, I think that's a slam dunk pick mm-hmm. for the Spurs. I think overall it was a very good draft.
It was a good draft, yeah.
I think that, if you're already complaining about how they didn't do whatever. Sohan is a big. Sohan's 6'9". He can guard 5 positions. I mean, he could grow into the 4 that the Spurs need.
Yeah.
And I mean, like that's a shot that you take. Mm-hmm. And he's got all of the stuff that you look for in a prospect that tells you, high floor.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the motor.
Right.
He's got the energy. He's got the unselfishness, the coachability. I'm really excited for all of these guys.
And for those Spurs fans that are disappointed that Spurs didn't get a big in the mold of Jalen Duren or what have you, or Mark Williams, whatever, there's still free agency. There's still trades. There's still rumblings with Ayton and the Spurs or John Collins. Who knows if that resurfaces down
and
the road.
There's still a chance that the Spurs are going to, based on the moves they made tonight, not drafting a true center, what does that look like in the future for Jakob Poeltl now on an extension?
Got Jock Landale. He's a non-guaranteed contract going into next year.
Yeah. So. No, it's – I mean, if they're not gearing up for a big move for Ayton, which, I mean, I don't super see it. And I think the Pistons are going to try to max him out. It definitely is shaping up now that they think that Jakob Poeltl, to me, where I'm sitting, it looks like they think that Jakob Poeltl could be their guy long term.
Yeah. And, just putting it out there, Spurs now got more assets now. New players. Who knows? What if, making this up, Phoenix we really wanted Malachi, or we had a pick at that time. They could be sweeteners now if the Spurs decide to go that route and trading and still trying to address the need for big. But yeah, a great night here at Barclays. Tom's got to go. He has to catch a train here.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so we got to let him go.
Choo-choo.
See, there it is. It's pulling
good
up on the station
Long Island
now.
Railroad, baby.
Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, now on YouTube. We thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Tom, tell them how they can chat with you.
On Twitter, @RealTomPetrini. A lot of fakes out there.
He's the real one. Make sure to keep an eye on his Twitter. He has some exclusive content regarding tonight's 3 first-round picks, who they are, what makes them tick, and much, much more. So for Tom Petrini, I am Jeff Garcia. And thank you. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.